Bridget Johnson from PJ Media, editor of the Washington, D.C. Media firm. Hi. Good morning, Bridget. How are you today?
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Not at all. It looks like the White House is defending their stance on allowing Ebola to be on the back burner at their Africa Leaders Summit. But yet the world is taking this very seriously, wondering why, and this is from conversations I've had with other folks, you would bring people with Ebola back to the United States. I understand that our CDC is very well equipped to handle this, but I worry about the transportation and the travel, and I'm worried why this is taking a back seat.
Yeah, and it just kind of displays how the administration, when they have their minds set on pursuing some sort of foreign policy agenda, they don't like any like eventualities in the world to come in and screw it up. So they had this Africa Leaders Summit plan for a long time. So they were just determined to go forward with, no. We want to talk about economics. We want to talk about investment and things like that. But, you know, you had the presidents of Liberia and Sierra Leone, they backed out of the summit because they're like, well, we've got actual important things to deal with back home. But, you know, I was just kind of thinking that the poor person who had to sit next to the president of Guinea during the big dinner with Lionel Richie the other night.
Yeah.
There were concerns, and there were some people asking, okay, are these delegations that are coming in from these affected countries, are they being screened at the airport? You know, we had huge mixers going on in D.C. So, you know, is there any threat from all of these people visiting for this conference? And the White House seemed pretty confident that, no, it's safe. Don't worry about it.
Oh, sure. Go ahead. It's just Ebola. You know, it can be easily transmitted. You know, we have screeners at some of our own places, international airports, looking for people that may have signs of the disease, but yet it's not a big concern.
Yeah, and you also saw that when Obama had a press conference yesterday to close out the Africa Summit, and so, of course, he wanted to focus on the economic points, this and that. But he was asked, you know, okay, you know, so tell us the ethical points of, you know, first of all, you're not putting Ebola front and center when you're talking with these leaders, and it's a life and death issue for them. And we've also given this super secret drug to two Americans, and they're getting better. So what's the ethics of every time we ask you about if the FDA is going to fast track this and share it with Africans who are dying of the disease? And, you know, where we need to stop it at the source. And Obama just kind of skirted on that one. He said, well, I don't think that the science is proven at this point. So really what we need to do is we need to focus on preventive efforts, which is just kind of sending more CDC people into Liberia and Sierra Leone and Guinea and now Nigeria. And now, you know, we just had the first case in Saudi Arabia from a businessman who flew from Jeddah and then flew home and died of what's probably the disease, they think. And they're just really not interested in talking more about this experimental drug that we obviously had on hand for some sort of eventuality like this, and, you know, sharing it with some countries who are kind of interested in it right now, so...
Bridget Johnson joining us from PJ Media in Washington, D.C. Bridget, it seems that it's a case of, well, no, we're waiting for the FDA to approve it.
Yeah, if we're waiting for the FDA to approve that drug, there are going to be a lot of people hurting from this disease while waiting for that. So, you know, obviously the two Americans, they're both healthcare workers. They both said, you know, we don't care. We'll be guinea pigs. Give it to us. You know, they were knocking on death's door, and now they're getting better. So... it's making a lot of people scratch their heads around here why the administration isn't talking about that drug, you know, every chance they get.
Duran Martinez sitting in for Steve Gruber on the Steve Gruber Show today. Bridget, oftentimes in America we wait for things to become an epidemic or a serious problem before anything is done. This in this case, it looks like we're waiting for a pandemic of Ebola before we even remotely release this to other people. Does it seem sometimes that they are afraid that we might share some technology that may help somebody?
Yeah, it's you know, kind of, you know, difficult to figure out why they're keeping this close to the vest. But, you know, we do know that They had been developing this serum. It had been tested on animals by a San Diego firm. And, you know, I've even heard speculation that, you know, well, you know, if somebody's interested in, you know, weaponizing any sort of virus or bacterial strain, you know, you want to make sure you have some sort of antidote on hand. I mean, that's, you know, not saying that Obama's going to go out and Ebola everybody, but right. Yeah, I would think that also if this has spread to Saudi Arabia, they will have a lot more clout in saying, you know, hand over the drug than some of these African nations who are being hit so hard but don't have the same sort of pull with Obama.
Well, because oil speaks very loudly globally.
We got the barrels, you give us the serum.
Yeah, know? it's you know, they're going to be dangling a carrot before too long if we wait a little bit longer on this. And again, you know, we're watching people fly all over the country that should not be flying, and we're sending people into areas that, granted, we need, they need help. And we have the help, but I just wish we would be a little more forthcoming with this serum, should it actually be working. And you have people that are willing to be the guinea pigs in this case. Bridget Johnson, we appreciate you joining us from PJ Media in Washington, D.C. Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.